So what's the one thing that we've learned over the past few years of the culture war? For one, I have discovered that right-wing terrorism bad, left-wing terrorism absolutely fine, you can be out for dinner. So you've seen this before as well, sadly.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson did a segment like this, where he...
every single time
went
it happens.
Went a bit too far.
Did he?
Yeah, did you not see it?
No, I didn't see that one.
He was like, what's the lesson we should learn from all this? Go out and commit arson. Blow stuff up. And he's like, Tucker, no!
But then say you're a leftist.
Yeah, that was the conclusion.
I mean, it's sadly, it will probably work. And on this whole narrative of the two sides of America, the left-wing and right-wing extremism, we have a recent video that Carl did interviewing Sebastian Gorka, a former advisor to the Trump administration in the White House, talking about the war for America's soul. It's very interesting, and they cover a lot of subjects relating to that. So please go check that out. But sadly, the most recent news from America that I've seen that people are... well, the mainstream outlets seem to be mainly ignoring, is the sad murder of a young man, 18 years old, called Kayla Ellingson, by a man called Shannon Brandt. And I'll just read through some of the details here. So Shannon Brandt, who is 41 years old, killed 18-year-old Kayla Ellingson early Sunday morning in McHenry in North Dakota with an SUV in an alley. So he ran him over. He's been charged with vehicular homicide and is left and leaving the scene of a deadly accident. Brandt reportedly called 911 to report the crash, authorities said. Authorities also said that he was allegedly drunk at the time. Court documents said that he told 911 dispatcher that the team was part of a Republican extremist group and was calling people to go after him following an unspecified political argument. Ellingson's mother, on the other hand, told police that her son called her right before the crash, asking if she knew Brandt. She said that she did, but did not believe that her son knew him. Brandt fled the scene of the incident and was arrested at his home. And here we have a mugshot of this photogenic, completely rational and sane gentleman here, a murderer. And if we go to the arrest report, which I managed to get as well, we can see it says here specifically, Shannon Brandt stated that he struck the pedestrian because the pedestrian was threatening him. This is a 41-year-old man in a vehicle, apparently having an argument with a pretty skinny 18-year-old. But he was threatening him. I felt terribly threatened. Brandt stated that the pedestrian called some people and that he was afraid they were coming to get him. Again, random 18-year-old, pedestrian, you're in a vehicle. I just had to do it, officer. I just had to. Brandt admitted to the state radio that he hit the pedestrian and that the pedestrian was part of a Republican extremist group. Very strange thing to bring up. Almost as though just saying, oh, he was a Republican extremist means that he thinks, oh, I can get away with it if I just throw this one out there. They'll hand me a medal over. They'll award me for it. And sadly, it seems that they might actually have a point here, because there's a town hall reporter, Mia Cathell, who's been looking into that, who found that the jail confirmed to her that Shannon Brandt, who reportedly confessed to killing the North Dakota teen because the 18-year-old victim was part of a Republican extremist group, posted bond and is back on the streets already. And since his release, it appears that he started to scrub his social media.
I mean, you got to think of the kind of individual. I mean, you mentioned just the age gap alone tells you so much. When you meet people who are sort of 40-odd, like, I mean, they've been around the block, they're no arguing with some 18-year-old, they'll find something stupid they disagree with, right? That's your perspective, is usually someone who's older arguing with someone younger. But when it comes to leftists, there's no such knowledge or wisdom.
No.
Instead, it is just like heretic who has to die.
Yes, and pure friend enemy. And these people, despite being 41 years old in this case, generally are in such a state of arrested development that they're the insane ones. They're the absurd ones who don't understand reality.
I mean, I'm recalling just the video I made on my channel where I went up to stand-up racism guys and spoke to them. And there was a whole group of them and so many different ages. But a few of them are, you know, starting to get gray hairs. They must be like, you know, 40s, 50s. And you could tell talking to them, like even just trying to have a civil conversation is so impossible. I mean, you are just an enemy, as you say. The friend-enemy distinction is 100% how they think.
That's how the left has been seeing things for decades. Sadly.
So terminally online, happy to just go out and kill someone. And there are lots and lots of this individual, this person's kind of mindset.
Sadly,
it's actually not a small number.
You know that if the people, for instance, that you filmed, and if they're watching this, which would be surprising, but
if they thought they could get away with it.
Yeah, if they thought they could get away with killing you, if they thought that if they did it and just said, oh, he was a right-wing extremist, and then post... You know, we don't have bail. We don't have bonds or bails over here. But if they could do that, they absolutely would. And that's the case for a shocking amount of these people. Because this is just some guy. This is just some guy who did it. And Mia continues further down, saying that she's obtained the search warrant and the criminal complaint that say Brandt failed to render aid to the dying teen who was found slain in an alleyway, fled the fatal hit and run crime scene, and returned to his residence in a different city where he was later arrested. So what that tells me, if you want to put this down as to just, oh, I was in a stressful situation, I wanted to get away from it and get myself out of danger, you hit the kid and then you just get out of there. Like, you hit this 18-year-old... you know, whether he wants to portray himself as innocent or not, you know.
We should probably say you murdered the 18-year-old.
Yes, you murdered the 18-year-old. So that would be a pretty, for any reasonable person, that would be a pretty hard sell to make it sound as though you didn't do it maliciously, as far as I'm concerned. And, but the thing is...
Over a political disagreement.
Yeah.
Like, such a minor one as well. It's like, he's a Republican. Wow.
He's part of a Republican extremist group, which is so far completely unsubstantiated. If he was part of any Republican right-wing group, it could have just been, I don't know, a bunch of friends getting together on the weekend. It could have been a militia. Who knows? But
even then, like, to be honest...
That doesn't mean you deserve to die.
For American culture, though, that's also normie.
Yeah.
In political terms. I mean, we're not dealing with, you know, Bolsheviks and National Socialists. It's not even close. So yeah. To kill someone just for being a Republican, you have to be... And I led down that path.
And the interesting thing as well is that his bond was posted at $50,000. This random 41-year-old, I don't know what he did exactly.
I don't know why they do bond in America.
But I don't know where he got that money from. And I can assume it'll be from some left-wing, you know, bail organizing group.
Kamala Harris?
Yeah, Kamala Harris may have posted it herself, for all we know. But I always find it absolutely disgusting that there is a legion of organizations ready to post bond for scumbags like this. At a moment's notice, they don't need to know context. They don't need to know the situation. All they know is that you are left-wing, you are in prison. It doesn't matter if you raped someone. It doesn't matter if you murdered someone. They will post it. These organizations need to be shut down, which is more difficult when the vice president herself actively promotes and supports them. But here's a clip from one of the hearings that he did where he's just like, I don't understand why I'm even in prison. I don't understand why I'm in jail right now. So let's play this.
I don't understand the differences.
41-year-old Shannon Brandt had a tough time understanding the charges against him, vehicular homicide, and leaving the scene of a deadly accident. A judge ordered Brandt held on $50,000 cash, which he objected, saying he's not a flight risk.
I have a job and a life and a house and things that I don't exactly want to see, you know, go by the wayside.
Then don't murder people.
Family that are very important to me.
Yeah, you know what? That sadly, also Kayla had a family that were important to him and that he was important too.
No, he's a right winger. Just to die.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot that. That's just how it works.
That's the denseness you're dealing with there.
Yeah, this man has no remorse. Has no conscious mind to think think with, as far as I can tell. That all he saw was right wing must die, and now he's in a situation where he's paying the consequences for that, barely, given that his bail was posted, and he's just like, I didn't do anything wrong.
I don't know if this is going to make sense, but you know how the left have this concept of class consciousness, right?
Mm-hmm.
That all the working class people should all, you know, be on each other's team and overthrow the patriarchy or whatever else, right? Whichever enemy of the day they pick, whichever left wing group you're dealing with. Well, there seems to be something here where, like, let's describe something as human consciousness, that you understand that other people are humans who have a family and everything else. He's got none of that, for sure.
No, but, like, of course not.
What's he got? Which is entirely some kind of political consciousness, and that's it. It is just about, well, political world.
The morality of my actions do not matter on the individual level because I am working in favor of the greater good.
It is entirely what you're dealing with when you speak to that individual and why he acted in the way he did. Otherwise, why would you do that? Why would you kill an 18-year-old you had a disagreement with about something as boring as, well, I support a different party? Well, time to die.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right, I'm an American.
Yep, that's right. I believe in my freedom. But
you're not Arabic. Like, you don't...
No, but a friend of the family, of the Ellingson family, Kayla Ellingson being the one who died, have set up a GoFundMe to try and fund the funeral service. And I think by the time this goes onto YouTube, it will still be active. So as you can see that, it's still going up. So if you do want to be able to support the family, because once the funeral service has been paid for, I imagine it will probably be good to be able to, you know, it's a bunch of money is not going to make up for the fact that their son is dead. But it could help them do some good in their local community. So if you want to donate to that, the link should be in the description on the website. And the North Dakota Attorney General is getting just slightly roasted for this in his most recent tweet that he put out yesterday, where he said, oh, good morning, North Dakota. If you just hover on his name for a moment for me, please, John, we can see as well that it says he's the 30th Attorney General of North Dakota. Conservative. Rule of law. Really?
Can you really say... Inspired by my kiddos.
Yeah. Can you really say that you believe in the rule of law? Can you say that you're a conservative if your district is allowing somebody like Brandt to get released on bail for $50,000, which just was able to be paid instantly, like that? Can you say that you are defending the rule of law? No. No, you cannot. And some of the comments underneath him were just saying, why is someone who just confessed to murdering a teenager because of his political beliefs out on bond? Why is a charged killer back on the streets? Charge Shannon Brandt with a hate-based murder. I would bet everything that Shannon Brandt would still be locked up if it were your child or grandchild that was in the morgue. All very good points and very justified.
I just happened to notice, because of course it's poor timing. It's like something you should be focusing on instead of just going, I'm a conservative, North Dakota's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, actually deal with your problems. He has a Bible quote in his Bible as well, Ecclesiastes 3:1-7, which literally, there is a time for everything. There is a time to be born and to die and a time to blah, 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 blah. Like, literally just a time to do things and a time not to do things. Yeah. And
doesn't look good. Doesn't look good, because guess what? You could be doing something, but you're not. But you wonder to yourself, what, you know, we talk about this political consciousness that has completely possessed this man, this Shannon Brandt, to the point where he has no conscious thought of his own to speak of, where he just sees somebody on the right wing and assumes extremist, assumes someone who's going to hurt him. You wonder to yourself, where does someone get ideas like that from? Where does someone become inspired to see the opposing side in such a two-dimensional way?
Because you get that with actual extreme ideologies to where you are, so like Islamists, religious extremists, you know, national Bolsheviks or anything else, blah, 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 right? People understand that the very extreme might be a threat to them. But to have something so moderate be a threat to you, the Republican...
An 18-year-old Republican kid. But where would you get that idea? Perhaps it would come from the rampant media reporting from America of, and the UK as well, of anything remotely right-wing being deemed as fascist, being denounced as a threat to democracy because democracy has replaced God as our new guiding light. And yeah, you can see...
They're going to build camps.
Yep, from New York from Breitbart stating the New York Times found two twin threats to democracy being Republicans and Republican-appointed judges, as opposed to the Democrat-appointed judges and district attorneys who do such a good job. But then it turns out that even Republican, conservative district attorneys don't do anything to stem the tide of leftism. Don't do anything to, you know, prevent such a thing happening
that
in
case,
some
for
cases,
sure.
In some cases. And then we've got Reuters saying that after a recent spicy speech by Joe Biden, most Americans see Trump's MAGA as a threat to democracy, as done by a Reuters poll. And they say days after Democratic President Joe Biden gave a fiery speech attacking former President Donald Trump, leaving out some pretty important context there.
He just attacked him and thought he was a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. A poll completed on Wednesday found a majority of Americans believe Trump's movement is undermining democracy. And if this is what democracy leads to, if democracy leads to chaos on the streets, or at least this is how it seems to be manifesting now, if this is what the Democrats and leftists in America support, good. Turns out democracy sucks. And we can see even in The Guardian saying that Republicans are plotting to destroy democracy from within. Oh, well. Don't care anymore. If it's something the left values, if democracy has become the arch value that the left loves, good. Let it die.
Well, they're redefining the entire country in terms of democracy being a god instead of a republic, which is something you have to protect. And you can see this not being the first instance either in which their ideas of how the country should work should be open murder in the streets, because everyone will remember in Portland there was that chap who shot a MAGA guy in cold blood, ran away, and then Vice News turned up to give him a sympathetic article.
Oh, we must think of the poor murderers.
Yeah,
think of the poor criminals. Think of how society did this to
them. Have you seen the interview that Vice did with them?
I've not, but I could probably make a well-educated guess at how it goes.
Worse than you think. They interview the guy and he says, well, I was acting in self-defense. This is after the footage has come out of him hiding behind a pillar, then coming out shooting a guy in the head.
Oh, that's just like what happened with Kyle Rittenhouse.
But then I imagine this chap is going to argue a similar case, which is why he was an extremist. I feared for my life.
It seems that he's already, in the way that he's reported it to the police, set himself up for a self-defense case, which is absolutely insane. Disgusting. Vox as well, saying that the Republicans have a revolt against a democracy explained in 13 charts. Let's not forget as well that the post-millennial reporting that Biden admin mobilized the FBI against parents opposing CRT and COVID restrictions to the point where they claimed that they were the equivalent to a form of a domestic terrorism and hate crimes. Parents going in and saying, stop teaching my kids racist garbage. Sorry, you're a domestic terrorist, but an actual murderer who exists on the left, perfectly fine. Let him go, boys. And the final thing as well, it's kind of sus to me, just a little bit suspicious that a murder like this comes only a few weeks after, of course, Joe Biden's speech where he labeled everyone on the right or associated with MAGA, Republicans, and Donald Trump as being semi-fascists. And they've got a quote in this Daily Wire article from that speech. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. Together, we can choose a different path. And I can only assume that Shannon Brandt was walking down that path that you set him on, Biden. I hope you're proud of yourself. I hope you're proud of the destruction that is coming to your country's sense of law and order. And, you know, that's all I've really got to say on it.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium videos we do, this one on the rise and fall of British Rail. And if you want to find out what else Carl's putting out, you can follow him on Getter at Carl Benjamin on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.